Lights Out begins now. And while I would like to discuss more Packers-Lions, and we got all day tomorrow to do it as well, and Matt LaFleur is talking late today, so I haven't talked to anybody since after the game. There was no media access yesterday. I'm gonna punt on that briefly, because old T went to the game on Sunday, Packers beating the Minnesota Vikings. And you have teased this. It's been a long tease. You mentioned it way back on game day, I think, on Green Bay game night in the afternoon. And then you definitely mentioned it yesterday. You had somebody whistling in your ear. There was something about Vikings fan behavior that you were displeased with.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I was. So we were in the, it's called a lounge. The outdoor, indoor, you kind of have access to both, right? You can go indoor, but I don't like watching the game indoors. I like being outside. Even in the alumni suite, which is where I usually sit when I go to the games.
Right.
They have an indoor part, but they have a great, really spacious, they've done a great
like a
job.
Lanai.
I don't know what a lanai is, but it's there's chairs and there's high top tables. It's comfy. Most of the guys sit inside. So usually if I have Max or if I have Sarah, we'll sit outside. And then there's usually, you know, Juice Coastin is sitting out there with us. And I had Big Wit last game I was at, Vonnie. And so it's nice. You can talk. It's loud. You know, it's quiet, but you can see the game and it's outdoors. So in this indoor-outdoor scenario, a couple of things were super annoying. There's only three rows of chairs, and we were in the far end, so there was one kind of exit out, right, with the staircase, and then there was, I don't know, I would say 15 seats all the way from the stair to the end, and then the end was, there's no out. You would have had a hurdle something, and obviously my knee's been bumming me. I'm not hurdling anything.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So our seats were, and then there was like six seats that whoever had didn't come. So I'm a bigger guy. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm going to go down there. I'm going to chill. It was great. And the row in front of us was packed. So the first thing that annoyed me is I don't think we still had a full row up top of us. Wasn't as full. Well, this guy gets up and he's like, he jumps over so he doesn't have to go through the full line, but he still had to get. So then me and the three people I was with had to get up, and then there's two other couples. All of us had to get up mid-drive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you can't
IPT,
do that.
Yeah,
I said, where'd you come from? He goes, oh, I jumped here. And I said, well, that's not, I don't think that's appropriate.
And you said that
yes.
to him?
I said, what are you doing?
And he's like, wearing purple. He's a Vikings
fan. Yeah, he's
fan.
A Viking yeah. fan. So I'm like, no, that's not how this works. You get your row up. Now, it's one thing if there's one dude sitting there and you want to do that. And by the way, if you're hurdling one, hurdle the next. You hurdle. You're right up at the top platform. There's no rows
yeah.
behind us.
Yeah.
So it sucked. I was very irritated with him.
Clearly.
I didn't think that was IPT. And in fairness, he did not come floating back through that way. So I appreciated that.
He learned.
But then, so there's this, you know, people can stand up at the top, and I did that. It's nice to kind of stand and, you know, move around a little bit.
Sure.
And Viking fans were cheering for, I mean, it was a tough day for him. But this dude, I could tell, I don't know how many Tito's he had. I don't know. But every time they'd get a positive yard, he did the, like the loud whistle, and he's standing, so he's right, and it was more my buddy that he was right behind. And after like the third one, I'm like, isn't that annoying the you-know-what out of you? And I don't know what the proper deal is. I'd like to have seen him Costanza it. You know, when he did the opposite? And he gets up and he said, "If you got a please stop doing that." Like, I don't want to be fan police guy, but you can't get in guys' ears and whistle like a loud dog whistle right in this guy's ear. So I ain't gonna lie to you. My fan experience in that area, I think I'm alumni suite, and that's it for me. I don't think I'm going back.
Wow.
Oh no.
Well, it was annoying, Jesse. Listen, the scenario was great. They had great food and drink. Like it was and they just get bathroom. So I don't want to act all spoiled or whatnot. But it wasn't as enjoyable as it should have been.
But couldn't that happen anywhere in the stadium?
Not in the alumni suite. It's not going to.
Well, correct. That is the one.
But yes, of course.
Of course
it could happen anywhere in the stadium. But here, you kind of thought you're a little bit more isolated away because, you know, there's probably a couple hundred people in this between, I think there's six or seven sections of seats. But you're really in with about 30 people. There's probably a row of 10 to 12 people, and it's three rows of it. So you do the math on it, but yeah.
Yeah, 30 to 36. So here's my – I don't want to sound negative, Timmy Lasso. But you are and I would pay you this compliment before I start. You are a man who is a man of the people. You are – for someone who has accomplished as much as you have, it's one of the reasons why I love doing the show. You did all right for yourself financially, but you're not one of these snobby wealthy guys, right? You're not douchey about it. I would say that is it more or less likely, and I would argue more, that if you're in an area like that where it costs some pretty good scratch to be sitting in there, fair?
Sure.
Yep. That you're probably surrounded by people who are used to doing, because they got money, whatever the hell they want to do.
Yeah.
And so if that guy's going to whistle and be a jackwagon, he doesn't really care what you think. Whereas I would argue that maybe in the bowl, you're less likely to get somebody like that because they're a normal person.
I would probably
agree.
Am I
wrong?
Yeah, I probably would agree with you. And again, a lot of Viking fans up there. There was a lot of people, whoever had those seats, I do think they sold to Minnesota fans. And it was... a substantial amount of purple up in that area. Very much purple.
Well, at least you sent them home disappointed, both with the outcome and with their quarterback. As much as I would love to continue to bash Vikings fans, we need to play trivia so we can get to Homer on a quasi on time, since he's joining us today with the odd holiday week. Jesse, what's today's category and what caller would you like?
I'd just like to say I don't want Tausch to pigeonhole himself to being stuck in the alumni suite all the time. It's good to have
you
among
the people.
He can
take a nap with you in your seats.
Yeah, come out among the people. It's just one bad experience. Don't let it ruin it for the rest of the time.
I think there's probably – I'm guessing there's some of that behavior fairly frequently.
Yeah, I am – listen, man, I'm all good. I've gotten to more games this year than I actually thought I would, so – I'll wait till the NFC Championship game.
So, because it's a weird week, we're actually going to do two...
In Los Angeles.
We're going to do two different...
There'll be more Packer fans out there than there will be LA fans, FYI.
We're going to do two different sessions of Wilde and Tausch trivia today. It's like these Thanksgiving college basketball tournaments. Yeah, we have an early session and a later session of trivia today.
I don't like that. Why don't we just do double?
For partnership reasons.
Okay.
So... The first session is the sports weekend recap.
On a Tuesday.
Looking back on the busy weekend that was before we completely turn the page to what's to come next.
Okay. What caller would you like?
23 for you, Michael Jordan of the Packers beat.
You darn tootin'. Number 23, caller 23 plays round one of Wilde and Tausch Trivia, presented by Iron Jock and by Cousin Subs. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 23 plays trivia next. I'm going to give you another number, 804-DANISH. That's the number to order your Racine Danish Kringles for the holidays, or you can just go to Kringle.com. But you should also go to JingleForYourKringle.com and submit your entry into this year's Jingle for Your Kringle contest presented by ESPN Wisconsin and Racine Danish Kringles. It's one of our favorite things we do every year. The girls are very proud of last year's commercial. They were hoping to maybe put together a new one. We're working on that. But, man, it's fun. And it's such a fun – and it's easy now, right? Just sing into your iPhone, send it to us, and you're entered. 60 seconds or less. It's not just a treat, it's a tradition. You have to include that in your jingle. It does not have to be a 5.5-minute opus with the Wicked theme. I'm talking to you, Josh, in Heartland. All you got to do, go to jingleforyourkringle.com to find out more, and there you can submit your entry. Jingle for Your Kringle, presented by Racine Danish Kringles. Trivia is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. This ain't a good time, but when is it ever? I know the perfect time, and maybe that's never. So don't you dare leave me now, throw my heart on the ground. Cause tonight ain't the night for sorrow. But you can hurt me tomorrow.
Getting ready for Homer. He's going to join us next. But first, we have to play trivia presented by Iron Jock and Cousin Subs.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs' $10 deal meal gives you a 7.5-inch sub, bag of chips or regular fries, fountain drink, and a cookie, all for just $10. This deal is only available online or through the Cousins app. And Iron Jock, performance apparel that actually performs. No stink, just performance. And proudly Wisconsin-built. Shop now at ironjock.com.
It's a Thanksgiving miracle. We have a first-time contestant. Love it when that happens. Let's welcome in our first-time contestant in a town that I'm unfamiliar with.
Me too, but it's on par for what we've talked about today.
Oh, poopy. It is Scott in Brown Town?
Get out of here.
Where is he, Cleveland? Scott, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Where in the world is Carmen Browntown?
West of Monroe.
Really? Is it unincorporated?
We got a couple little businesses, a couple bars.
Okay.
Population right. Two.
Not Browntown.
Bad. Deucelage.
That's... Jesse, that is not going to get as much credit there, as it deserves.
We're down there by Darlington.
Oh, sure.
State
right.
Champs.
Oh. Been down there. I covered some Darlington high school sports early in my career. I'm with you. All right, Scott, here we go.
Stuck at the Jerry Sins.
How about Blackhawk?
Sure. Yeah. Wait, yep. What are you bringing Blackhawk, up Jerry
Warren
Sins
Warriors.
For,
Because Darlington crushed Jerry Sins and Edgar.
All right, why are you taking... Well, you are. What do you got against Jerry
nothing,
Sins?
Nothing.
No, you were texting during the game about how he should hang it up.
Had a chance for a three-peat.
Huh? Yeah. All right. Scott, that is not the category. The category is the sports weekend recap because we didn't play yesterday and Jesse didn't want to create new trivia questions. So question number one is this. Which team from the Classic Eight Conference, which some have said is the SEC of Wisconsin high school football, mm-hmm. won the Division I WIAA State Football Championship on Friday evening? Was it Arrowhead, Maguanago, or Auburndale?
I believe that come down to the end and Arrowhead won.
Yeah, great finish. Disappointing for the Bayport Pirates, but it was a great game. I watched that. And by the way... Scott Nelson, you did not overlap with him, right? He was done before you played for the Badgers. Scott
correct.
Nelson, the
yes.
old safety. Yes. He does a really good job.
He is fantastic.
He's
yeah.
phenomenal.
He's very good.
All right, question two, Scott, is
also
this.
Also my cousin's name.
But not that Scott Nelson.
Not that Scott Nelson, but I have a cousin, Scott Nelson, yeah.
You know your name's really not Nelson, right?
But my cousin's name is Scott Nelson.
You sure?
But, yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know if I buy
that.
It's
my parents' favorite kid.
And what's your real name again? Lukaczynski?
No, he won't
All right,
say.
Question two. I was just making a joke, sorry. Question two is this.
He's not sensitive about a lot of stuff. That's one thing old Jell's really sensitive about.
I know. That's why I made the joke about Wally, because Wally goes by his real last name. All right, question two. At least I think so. Question two, Scott, is this. Which of these NFL teams did not, which of these NFL games, I'm sorry, which one of these NFL games did not go to overtime on Sunday? Was it Jaguars Cardinals, Browns Raiders, or Colts Chiefs?
That's a tough one. Can I have them again?
No. You can have them again. I would have liked to have seen Lions Giants, because then you would have known that that one definitely went to overtime.
That did go to overtime.
The three choices. Which one of these did not go to overtime? Jaguars Cardinals, Browns Raiders, or Colts Chiefs?
I think I'm going to have to go with A.
Jaguars Cardinals?
Yep.
It was Browns, Raiders. Shedeur Sanders gets his first QB win as a starter.
Shedeur.
They fired Chip Kelly, the Raiders did. Chip Kelly, man. He was an innovator back in the day.
He gone.
He gone.
I can lie to you. It might be a good idea for Pete. Maybe not hire his kid as the offensive line coach and his other kid as a linebacker coach. Mm. Maybe that might be part of the problem.
Nepotism.
Nepo baby. All right, let's bounce back. Scott, question three is this. Oh, jeez. With Jesse Nelson on the call Saturday afternoon, maybe you should consider getting Scott Nelson to be on the call and not your cousin. With Jesse Nelson on the call Saturday afternoon, which WEAC team won the fifth annual Culver's Isthmus Bowl, a Division III college football bowl game played in Sun Prairie? It's about time they used that stadium.
Boy, you ain't kidding about that.
Was it UW Platteville, UW Oshkosh, or UW Stout?
That'd be the Blue Devils from Menominee Stout.
Atta baby! Well done, Scott.
Thank you very much.
Wait, you're putting up you put up the graphic for a game that's already been played?
I did, yes, because number one, we still had it here. But also, you can catch the full replay of the Culver's Isthmus Bowl Thanksgiving night at 7 o'clock on 100.5 ESPN Madison.
Well, I'm sure Barb will be watching or listening.
It was actually a great game.
All right, Scott, well done. You got 2 out of 3, which ain't bad. 3 out of 4 entries into our drawing, which we will do on Friday because we do have a program on Friday. So have a great day in Brown Town.
You bet. And Tausch, I would have bounced them Viking fans.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, Viking fans are the most annoying fans of all fans when it comes to our, ooh, especially our divisional. Yeah, and it's not even close.
More than Philly fans?
I said in our division.
Yeah, but you added that after.
Yeah, it's because I like to clarify.
Well, thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, like Knicks fans are obnoxious. But they don't.
Heat fans.
No.
Scott, we appreciate you. Thanks. We also appreciate Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. David and his team. I had the TV on earlier watching Good Morning America this morning. There's a commercial, local
David
commercial.
Gruber's there was David Gruber's hosting GMA now, too.
He's
him
right
and
there.
Strahan wow.
Right there next to Robin Roberts.
From Madison College.
not the same no, Robin Roberts.
No, she was back for a ribbon cutting. She took the day off, and Gruber filled in for her.
Wow.
And he'll also win your personal injury case. So go to gruber-law.com.
If there's a scissors injury.
Okay. Enough.
Is it?
No, probably not. Not for some of us. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. I'm sure David, who listens regularly to the program when he's not in court, is enjoying this. Gruber Law Offices is one call. That's all. We make a call to Homer. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
I'm excited to talk to this guy because I won't be able to talk to him tonight like I normally do on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
Why not?
Because with the weird Thanksgiving schedule, we got Matt LaFleur at 4:55, followed by your guy, Bisaccia,
Richie.
Then Halfley.
You can skip him.
And then Steno.
No, Rich finally had a good weekend. Best weekend for Rich in a while.
So I will not be on the Homer Hour, the best 60 minutes of your day. I will not be on the Marquette men's basketball broadcast, but this guy will. He's been calling their games for 36 years.
They're struggling a little bit. Maybe jump in that portal, Shaka.
No? And, of course, you can catch him on YouTube, My Faith with Homer and Pip. It is Steve the Homer. True Homer, good morning. How are you?
Well, that's great. Now Tausch decides to talk about Marquette.
Well, I mean, you got beat by Dayton, right? And Dayton beat come in there and whoop up on y'all?
Yeah, where were all the discussions last year when Marquette was sixth in the country? When Marquette didn't
Wisconsin beat them last year, didn't they?
About Marquette. Oh, now I sure hope you treat Wisconsin the same way. I'll go back and check the tape early in the year.
No, you probably won't get that.
About January 30th, there'll be a Final Four team.
Why don't they jump in the portal a little bit? And just dip that toe in there a little bit.
I believe they will.
Okay.
I believe they will.
Why aren't they now?
But that is
stubborn?
Just a guess.
They're being stubborn?
No, he likes the players that he's had,
sure.
And they've won.
Okay.
They have won.
So it's worked great until this year. This year it hasn't. I have not talked to them. They'll probably be mad that I said anything because I have no information whatsoever. Other than I think that they will do it next year. There will be a transfer on the team next year.
Okay.
You got to win.
Good luck. Yep. Good luck.
Yep. Good luck.
By the way, I apologize for being a little bit edgy. And I apologize. I can't talk about the Packers and the Lions. I'm in the midst of one of the toughest competitions of my life. And I can't focus on other things. I'm going against the dog of hell, a Yorkie. And it's, God, it's impossible. And
I need to know details.
Wait, are you racing it? Or what are you doing? What do you mean you're going against it?
They moved to a different place, and they said, we can't have as many dogs. Will you take one of the dogs? Well, they had this little dog. I don't even know what they are. Just give me the little dog. It's a Yorkie. Okay, first thing you need to know, if you live in Wisconsin, don't get a Yorkie. Don't go to all the YouTubes. It gets too cold, and it won't pee outside. Or you have to put a sweater and booties on it.
Oh, God.
I love this already.
No, it's the dog from hell. Now, I really want to
Did you change
try to
the name of the dog, or what is the name of this dog?
Training it. It's a Yorkie, and they named it Marley, like after Bob Marley, the reggae.
Oh, yeah, I'm on.
Yeah, Marley.
Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
And I don't care what its name is. The dog from hell. Anyway. So I'm thinking, I can train this dog, all right? All you got to do, it's a little dog. The pee and poop is so small. All you got to do is train it to pee and poop outside.
Sure,
and
then drop it in a neighbor's trash can.
How nice they are.
What? Okay, never mind.
So a small dog should be better than a big dog. The problem with a small dog is this dog raises its leg to pee 100 times a day. If I take, and then sometimes it doesn't even pee. I don't know why it raises its leg. Think it's
hip
strength.
Trying to get some hip flexibility.
It goes on forever. It never ends. He pees inside. So far, I've purchased a pee pad to see how that works. I just today purchased a light so I can find out where exactly the urine is if it's inside.
Well, I'll tell you
like
what.
Like a crime scene light? Like the black light
to
my blood
sure
and stuff?
I'm sure it's peed places. I didn't know it's peed. I don't want no damn pee in the house. Oh, and then someone who has a Yorkie says, Homer, it's not as bad as you think. I go, what do you mean? He goes, we just let the dog poop right next to it. Poops next to the toilet. The poop is so small, we just put it in the toilet. I said, you're kidding, of course. Oh, no. That makes it a lot easier. My dog from hell ain't pooping or peeing in my house.
Right, where does Nancy fall on the dog from hell?
Oh, this was not good either. So Nancy... didn't really want us to take the dog. It's like, well, we don't need a dog. But look, we're not getting the dog. We're just helping our son. And so we'll do this. Yes.
Sure.
Yes. But she's not near as bad as the dog. I wish they would have given me a giraffe. I would rather be trying to train a giraffe.
No, you would not.
Damn little dog.
It would be
yes,
fun.
Yes, I would.
That would be cool,
yes.
Actually.
You can't, with the giraffe, you can be able, how high are your ceilings in your place?
Well, I'd have to keep it outside all the time.
You can't keep a giraffe out in the cold all day.
Can't have a giraffe.
Now you know what it's like having a Yorkie. You can't do this. You can't do that.
So,
by the way, just want to let you know, if you get a Yorkie and somebody punishes you, you can't yell at a Yorkie because they're sensitive. It's a damn dog. Don't yell at it. If it pees inside, you
got
to be
Sounds
kind.
Like I got your guy
gotta,
that was oops, should be taking his dog off your hands.
These, I got to get a jacket. Now I can't yell at the damn dog.
Because I'm sensitive?
Yes. This is Will. This should. Can you trade? Because he said you need.
I'm not trading. I'm not trading.
No, I think you need to think about making a trade with your son, right? You say, all right, this isn't worked. Let's get.
I don't want to trade now. I'm taking this dog down. Now, the problem. I mean, I'm not trying to get rid of it.
I think we should probably. Let's rephrase that.
Yes, it's me against the dog, and I'm going to win. I'm a trend. Now, I have one other problem, which is kind of unfair. I want to do this without taking it to a vet because, how do I say this gently? This dog
you don't want any more of
something
them.
At least 2 hours a day. Doesn't matter what it is. This dog could raise the number of Yorkies in this county by 1,000 in 1 year. I mean, you can't talk to me. It's just unbelievable. You pick anything, he'll hump it nonstop.
What about a giraffe?
For 30 minutes. Yes. Okay. Now.
It'd be tough.
So now I have an option, which I'm going to use, and I'm admitting that I'm surrendering a little bit.
I'm not 100% sure you should.
I don't know what's legal here.
You have to be very careful here.
No. The vet. I'm going to get it neutered. I mean, that's.
No, I know, but you can't do that yourself, I don't think. I think you need
No, I'm not. I'm going to the vet.
I don't think he intends to do it yourself neutering.
He just said he didn't want to take it to the vet. What do you think that means?
Okay, hold on. That's your excellent point, Tom.
Thank you.
I meant to say that in my battle with the Yorkie, I want to win without having to use the vet as a partner. Like, I don't need to neuter it. I'm gonna train this dog somehow. And then I thought, no, that's stupid because it definitely needs to be. Because I'm going to win because once they're neutered, they get a little calmer. So
is that what happened to you? That happened to you?
I'm now worried about.
Good one.
I'm worried about FCC violations, PETA coming after us.
I don't want Homer
GKB
going to jail. No,
policy.
I don't want Homer to go to jail.
Wait a minute now. In fairness, he's
Everything
not going to do.
That is 100% true.
Yes.
Now, it, may
it can
that
still
it
be true, but it could be illegal.
We're going to the vet to get that checked. But he's, I doubt it.
All right. Let's take a step back here.
Okay,
Uncle
good.
Homer.
I need to calm down.
Is an edutainer like his legendary father, Herb. Before him.
Made up word. But
great, great story. But you know that Homer, being the good person that
he is a good person,
is going to take the annoying dog from hell Yorkie to the veterinarian for whatever medical care it needs. He's not going to do it's not going to be a do it yourself neutering.
See Homer,
yes.
I could see Homer doing this in his garage.
He's not going to neuter any dog in his garage.
He grabs a YouTube video and he's like, how do you neuter a dog? And Homer's like, you know what? I think I can do this. You don't think there's a chance?
0% chance.
Oh, I think it's more than 0%.
That he would neuter the dog himself.
I don't think it's more than 5%, but I think he could watch. Somebody could send him a YouTube video, or he could be at Ted's and Tosa, and a couple people like, oh, no, if you go on YouTube, it's pretty easy. You do this, give him a little.
Whoa, yip, yip. Nelly!
I think it's a great story, but it's not going to happen. I want to tell you one other problem with the dog from hell. It likes me. So now it won't leave me alone.
Gotta wonder about that.
Aww. Leave me alone. Go do whatever small
love
dogs
it.
Do. Run around real fast.
That's great. I love that the
what
dog
do you mean
likes
it's great?
You.
I can't do anything. It wants to play nonstop.
Well, now you know what it's like to be around you. Annoying, but lovable.
Can you bring that dog into the studio?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Homer and Marley, 5 to 6.
Why don't you bring the dog
the
as your co-host?
No.
Yes. Yes.
No.
The best 60 minutes of your day.
Green Bay game
being
night.
Neutered.
Tausch, Homer, and Marley.
The dog in a game is going to be Marley.
Homer, you'll love the Yorkie. You can stick it in your pouch in front of your sweater, and you just carry it all along.
You're
no
such
level.
A
yes.
sucker. You are such a sucker.
You
You're just
what
a good
I said
dude.
To that.
You're a good dude.
Hell will freeze over before you ever see that dog at work.
Dog of the game.
Well, come on. We'll get you a little Marquette doggy sweater for Marley.
Hey, say you're going to give me $1 million. No.
I'm getting on. Now I know what to get you. I missed your birthday, by the way. Happy belated birthday from, what was that, last
Thank
week?
You.
I need to.
You could get me. Let me think of what else I can use.
As far
do it yourself neutering kid, apparently.
I got the light. No. I don't want people to think that.
Well,
we know
thought
it's
it.
Messed
we
up,
know.
Guys.
No, I thought it.
I've done my part.
Yeah.
Don't buy and get a Yorkie in a cold climate. I'm guessing in Florida it's probably okay. And it might be that you need to get a female. I'll give you an update after
neutering
the procedure.
Okay, Homer, let's move the ball forward. We've had a lot of dog talk today on this show. You join in my club that if Green Bay beats Detroit Thursday, Detroit's chances of winning the division are nunca. It's over.
Wait a minute. He declared the division was
changed,
over after the first game.
He changed
game.
His tune. He changed
right.
his tune.
But I changed. No, Detroit is still in. Yeah, I don't know. Zero. I disagree totally with that.
They'd be two and a half. They'd be I almost. They'd be two and a half, three and a half games back with six to go.
Fine.
Well, like the tiebreaker stuff isn't going to factor now. Because of the tie.
All three be in it.
You don't know. They might tie a game.
No, I will not join that club.
You're not joining the club.
No, I think
they still have the Cowboys. They still have. I think they play San Fran. They still have. They got some meat left on their schedule, Bone. Now
the Bears got some meat on there, and the Packers do as well.
Yeah. All right. I thought you'd be jumping on it. I think Green Bay beats Detroit. Detroit is going to be a wild card team. Their division chances a deuce is beat.
Do you think the Packers are going to beat Detroit?
No, it's hard for me to argue with any opinion because I think it's just such up in the air and anything's possible. You know, it's three teams, and while it's amazing that Bears are 8-3 and have scoring differential of -3, which I think is almost historic, they run the ball well, and that's going to be a problem for the Packers. So. I'm excited. I think it's going to go down to the end. I would like the Packers to beat the Lions. I don't think they will, but I'm not worried about anything because of it. They'll win enough games to get in and have a chance to win the division. It's a flip of the coin to me.
You so join the club if they don't win the division, they ain't making the soup.
The what? Soup.
I don't want to say the whole. I don't want to say the whole thing because I don't want to
Super
get in trouble.
Bowl.
No, you can't
Super
say.
Bowl.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Not affiliated
Bowl,
with a
not
partner.
The NFC Championship game. All we're doing this year is, as the Packers did when they first got Reggie White, they're developing, maturing to make a run at it next year. They got no chance to do anything of significance this year, the Packers. Not good enough.
All right. So has your
win the division would be great. Win one playoff.
They win the division, they can win it. They win the division and go to the Super Bowl, period, Finn.
No.
No, I disagree. Okay. It's all right.
I know you could say that, but they're not even winning the division.
I didn't say they're going to win the division. I said if they do. I didn't crown them.
I'm telling you, if they do, they're still so limited and up and down that they're not good enough to do it.
So is everybody else.
What if they have the most important one seed in the history of one seeds?
Okay, remember this.
Get Stafford outside. Get him outside.
When the best thing you can say about a team is about everybody else, that tells you your team's not that good.
Fair.
Homer,
I
am.
Fun. They're good. I like.
It's fun.
I
mean, it's a fun team. Yes,
you
got some
be.
Laughs. Yes, a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, they got some really good players. Meaning they could win the Super Bowl next year. They just got to develop, just like the Packers.
Gotta get Tucker Kraft back.
That too,
Homer.
Yes.
Homer, I got after our buddy Steve Scafidi a little bit on Green Bay game day before the game. He's really very much down on Matt LaFleur, and I thought. You know, the people that already don't like Matt LaFleur were bothered by the fact that he didn't go for the jugular and he played it. He didn't go all gas,
won
no
by
break.
17 points. That's jugular. You're bleeding out.
It was his best game plan. It was his best game plan ever.
What is a jugular?
Ever.
What do you need to jugularize somebody? 17
if
points and jugularize?
If he had used that game plan against Cleveland, they would have won.
Yes.
Correct.
And I don't know why Jordan Love says, hey, you know, we believed in our defense. Excuse me. Do you remember the Cleveland game?
Well,
so, I don't know.
You gotta grow.
I thought it was his best game plans ever, giving game and situation, which I've complained about him. But
I'm glad I'm finally teaching you something on Green Bay game night. It's about time you're listening. Homer, can you tell Wildy your thoughts on the Packers need to retire every player that goes to the Hall of Fame? their number?
No, I've changed. Dear.
What do you mean you changed?
God, because it's like we don't even know you anymore. Like,
where do you have any conviction? Like, what?
This is great.
He's becoming me. I've changed.
Right. It's like that Seinfeld where George is becoming Elaine and Elaine is becoming George.
No, here's what's happened. We have a move in which they're retiring numbers more than once and all this. So just throw the numbers out of it. Put the person's name up there and recognize their name in some special area, and that's it.
That's the Ring of Honor, yeah.
Because it's so screwed up. And it's not just the Packers part. All right, here's Mark.
So you don't want Favre or Rodgers or any numbers retired?
Nope.
I think I might join that club. I'm on board with that.
You make it special by how many people. You can create separate clubs. You can create the greatest club and then the great club. Here's an example of what's happened, and it's not. Marquette has a player, John Jones, who wears 22. Well, you watch him play 22. You look up and go, wait a minute, Jim Jones, 22. He's up in the rafters. Oh, wait, next to him, Jarrell McNeil, 22, up in the rafters. Well, why is the number there? Just have Jim Jones, Jarrell McNeil, and it looks great. Anybody who's got their name up there? Because how weird is it to have three 22s? At a game.
They should just retire 66, am I right?
Sure.
22 times 3, Jesse. It's not that hard.
I know.
I didn't get that at all either. Mm-hmm.
I think I might join Homer's Club. Numbers are not retired. We just put names up. I kind of like that.
Actually, I'm in.
Yeah. Isn't that what they already do at the stadium now?
Nobody wears 92. Nobody wears 4. Nobody's going to wear 12.
Correct.
Nobody, yeah.
Wear them all, boys.
Yeah, I agree. I'm on board with that.
And what we then have is you have a dynamic of who has the guts to wear the
Yes, who is? Well, I mean, will Edgerrin Cooper wear Nitschke's number? How sweet would that be? Old 6'6" just running. That I like.
No. This is what number should Micah Parsons wear? It's not even close. There's only one number.
You want him 92. To wear 92. Oh, I like him as one.
Not that we're comparing.
I like him as number one.
This is nonsense. Okay, all right.
What do you mean it's nonsense? I'm signing with the Packers. I'm
Forrest Gregg was known as the greatest Packer in the Lombardi era, and his jersey's getting worn.
That's right.
And as the greatest generation, that's the greatest football we've ever seen in Lambeau. That guy's number's getting worn. What's crazy about it?
Tell him, Tyler.
Tell me what's crazy about it, Jason.
Because you've already had – it's too late. The cat is out
of the bag. It's not too late. It's never too late. No, it's not too late.
They would understand if you did it for all the numbers, not just theirs.
Yeah, I think we got it. Yeah, I'm on board with this. I think it's a great idea.
So we're taking the names down that are already
retired. The names stay.
With the numbers.
The
we're
numbers.
Taking
if
down.
Somebody
numbers
wants,
come down.
If some young hotshot quarterback comes in wants number 4, they're going to wear number 4. And talk to Brett. Yeah, right. Hey, Bretzky. I'm going
to
wear that.
You and your Yorkie need to play Uber driver.
So
we
Homer
need to let
went
you go.
From 3 days
yep, I
ago.
Yep,
see you, Homer.
Back.
We'll talk about
Bye.
You when you leave.
Yeah.
Homer
Bye.
Went from 3 days, 2 days ago. To retiring every number to now unretiring every number.
Yeah.
That's quite a change.
It's a twist.
But just think of the stones it will take for someone to say, I want to wear Nitschke's number.
You realize this is completely preposterous and no one's ever going to do it.
Never say never.
No, I'm going to say never on this.
Charles Woodson, one of the greats. People are wearing 21. Leroy Butler, one of the greats. People are wearing 36.
Didn't they do this for Frank Kaminsky at the Colson? Didn't they like retire his jersey but not his number?
Explain that to me, Jason. Now we're deciphering like who's greater? Forrest Gregg, old boy, said he's the greatest Packer of the generation. And they're wearing 75? Help me understand your point.
My point is that
you need to institute this.
My point is that the hay is in the barn, the cat is out of the bag. You're not going to go up there now and take number 92 down and number 4 down.
You
and
still
distribute
leave
it
up there.
No one's doing it.
You just did it with number 1. Nobody wore number 1 for 100 years.
Number 1 was not retired. It just wasn't being used.
Potato patata. Come on.
No, it's not.
But it is.
Number 5 isn't retired.
But no, somebody wore it for a stretch. Somebody wore it after Hornig left.
I'm telling you that you have retired five numbers. This idea needs to be done for a team that hasn't retired any numbers. Then you could do it this way. But you're not going to take Nitschke's 66 off the wall and hand it to Edgerrin Cooper.
Boy, I mean, you're probably going to be right, but I'm asking why. Forrest Gregg is the by the old ball coach's own deal.
Let me ask you this. You had a great career, and I am in no way poo-pooing your career. But let's say it's even better than what it was. And they retired 65.
Okay.
Okay? And then 20 years later, some knucklehead on the radio suggests that we should unretire the numbers. We still keep Old T's name on the facade, but we're going to now start issuing number 65 again.
Okay.
Now, I know this is a tough hypothetical because you've seen your number being worn by Lane Taylor and by Aaron Banks.
Yep.
But do you really, like, let's say that it, let's not use you because I want you to live a long and happy life. Let's just, player X has his number retired and he has since passed away. And now his family, they go there and they see number six and are like, God, I remember Grandpa, what a great career he had. You're going to go to their family and say, we're going to start reissuing your grandpa's number.
Yeah, but your grandpa's name is still going to be up on the facade and the history of it is still vibrant.
Some families would be like, great, I would love to see number six back out there.
Yep.
Others would say, no, come on, you retired it, it stays retired. It just feels like a can of worms that doesn't need to be opened. That's what I think.
I just don't understand. I don't understand how you can pick and choose. Then you have great Hall of Famers that numbers are still in circulation, and then you have other Hall of Famers that aren't. Like that somebody has to explain that to me.
When you have 29 Hall of Famers, not everyone gets their number retired. It's another level of respect.
But the guy is the greatest Packer of that generation. By his own ball coach said it.
Well, unfortunately, neither of them are here to have that discussion. They chose to retire.
And now Sean
Stars
Ryan,
number.
No offense to Sean. Sean Ryan's playing center with that number. Nobody's dying. Nobody's like up in any upheaval about it.
Because it wasn't already retired. And
if
then
Jordan
reissued.
Love is rocking four, I'm going to tell you what, everybody be like, oh boy, looks like four out there. Some of those throws he makes. Boy, you know what happens.
Speaking of numbers. We need to give away some Iron Jock gear.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Homer comes up with an idea, and I think I'm coming on board with it. I like it.
He went from
I can't believe
retiring
he went,
everyone's number.
I literally to wanted everybody's number retired.
Okay, 92 for Reggie White that Micah Parsons should be wearing?
Seems like a bit much. Jesse looks tired. He's a little yawny at Coach Alvarez's show last night.
We have another segment in the 10 o'clock
caller 75. That's nice and easy. For Forrest Gregg's number that's
nice
not
and
retired.
Easy.
So much better than 92.
And you have Sean Ryan and Tony Mall and Belaga. You can go through
17
a list
callers
of 100
better.
Guys that have worn Forrest Gregg's, and there's no outrage about that. But, oh, boy. So it's caller 75. You know, I've worn about every type of workout gear there is, and nothing compares to Iron Jock. Their performance apparel is built to fight sweat, odor, and bacteria, keeping you feeling fresh no matter how hard you push. And now Iron Jock is introducing four new lightweight hoodies. These hoodies, they are world-class, cooling, wicking, and they got that beautiful four-way stretch. Go to ironjock.com to get your hoodie today. That's ironjock.com. And right now is your chance to win your own hoodie from Iron Jock. Get a free hoodie from Iron Jock. Caller number 75 wins the new Iron Jock lightweight hoodie. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 75 for the Iron Jock lightweight hoodie. What's so funny?
I can't kind of abrupt end.
A what?
I just, you were singing about the Iron Jock. It was beautiful. We will have our winner, and we'll talk more football maybe, or maybe numbers next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Jesse, are you back? Do you have a winner after 75 calls in honor of Forrest Gregg and Sean Ryan not having their number retired and Brian Bulaga, too?
We, as always, with the Iron Jock prize pack that we give away with these, it's a hot commodity, and we are able to comb through a lot of phone calls very quickly.
Indeed.
As long as I don't, you know, dilly-dally, and I just say, caller one, caller two, caller three. So I apologize for my brevity.
Me and Joe did it. It took us...
I got you through 40 calls before you even walked back here.
But I mean, we got it done in like a minute and a half. It was cake.
So do you think you can get... Can you beat the Riley Yauch record of 140?
Yes.
In one break or just in general?
He did it in one break. He said he thought he could have done another 10.
He could get to 150-ish, he thought.
We could get to 150 easily calls-wise. I might still have to take the person's information as we come back into the segment.
I'll allow that. If you get to the winner and say, hey, stay on the line, you're the winner. I would allow that. I think this is this might be, since you're never, just like I'm never going to play golf to get under 200 for Tausch, you're never going to do the bowling thing. Just be honest.
Yes, I am. We're working on the details.
I heard Stubbies didn't even exist anymore. Someone texted us.
The name has changed. Yes, the name has changed. It is no longer Stubbies.
Why do you keep
I'm surprised Stubbies. You'd go away from such a charming name like Stubbies.
Yeah. It really is a shame.
I like a little charm with the name.
Yeah. Chitchy.
If I remember right, I haven't been there since, but if I remember right, I believe it's now called Ted Pin. Which is also pretty good.
Instead of 10?
Yeah.
It's called Ted?
Ted Pin, yeah.
Okay. All right, we're way behind, and I really want to get to a topic that I don't know how I view this guy who's in the YouTube comments, Michael. I believe he has been booted from the Milwaukee chat. I believe Big Cat had him forcibly removed like a bouncer. But he brought something up that he felt I was not giving enough attention to. And oddly enough, it's something that I wanted to talk to Jordan Love about today. And I do feel he's wrong because I discussed it in the wake of Sunday's game. That is not it. But what I do, he is a great brand ambassador.
He is, yep.
For American Family Insurance. But more importantly, you are not only the OG of brand ambassadors, you've also got something great going on with Sarah and AmFam and the AmFam Children's Hospital.
Indeed, we do. Sarah and I, we've teamed up again with American Family Insurance to raise funds towards the American Family Children's Hospital through a virtual toy drive. All donations go towards therapeutic supplies and toys that help thousands of children and families across the country. Plus, American Family Insurance matches every dollar donated all the way up to $50,000 through the end of this year. Visit amfamkids.org to donate today.
The 11 o'clock hour starts right on time at 11:16, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.